there have been some elementary kids hard at work building robots and STEM projects. It's Camp Invention, and the director, Kathy Kep, joins us. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
So this is your last day for the camp, so it's kind of a sad day, but a good day, right? I mean, you enjoyed this week so far?
So true. That's exactly what my daughter and I were talking about this morning when we got up. I told her, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's the last day of camp. It's gone so fast. And she's like, Mom, it's like exciting because it's the last day and it's all these fun activities and the kids are going to be able to bring everything home. But it's also sad because they don't get to come back on Monday.
So who are these kids? What are ages and how did they get to this camp?
So this camp is for all of our students who will be going into first grade in the fall and up through going into sixth grade in the fall. So back in March, we send flyers home to all of our students in all of our elementary buildings. They all go home the same day, and the students get this flyer, and there's a 1-800 number that they call for the National Inventors Hall of Fame, because that's who our camp is run through. And the parents sign them up for the camp. So it's literally on a first-come, first-serve. Unfortunately, we only have 220 slots, and every single one of them was taken in less than a 24-hour period.
What color T-shirts are they wearing this year?
This year they get white T-shirts with inventors that are comic books heroes. That's the way that they're depicted as comic book heroes on the cover or on the shirt front. So all of the students get the white camper shirt, and then all of the staff that's helping me, I've got over 70 staff people helping me, they've got black T-shirts that have the comic book heroes on the front.
So do we have future inventors in this group? Have you
seen
some kids?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I was in a classroom yesterday. We have a module called Stick to It, and so they're actually making inventions in there. And I had a boy who he created a shirt that actually lights up in the dark so that he is worried that sometimes when he goes places in the evening with his mom, he doesn't want to get separated. So he has a shirt that has special LED lights in it so that he can actually put those on so that his mom can find him. How cool is that?
I think that's kind of neat, and it sort of shows how you come up with you have a problem and you come up with a solution. What do you talk for the process to kind of, you know, create inventions? What's taught here in the early parts of this program?
And that's exactly what it is. So it's really about identifying a problem, and it has to be something that students can relate to. So it's much better if they come up with those problems. And so then they figure out what it is, and then they start to build actually a prototype at camp. So students, we actually, from Camp Invention, they send us 72 boxes this year of stuff to use at camp. And then we ask parents and students to bring recyclables from home. So when students are creating their inventions, we talk a lot about what prototypes are and how inventors start with a prototype. So it's going to be something that gives the idea of what it is, and it doesn't necessarily work, but it gives us the idea so that we can move it further in the future. We had another student that I love. He created a machine that takes you to different portals. So it was fabulous.
Kathy, have you done this camp before? And if so, do some of the kids come back year after year?
We have. This is actually our third year. We are very blessed because the Community Foundation of Lorain County, they are the ones that sponsor our camp for the most part. They provide most of the funding. It's $225 to send a student to this camp for the week. They pay the majority of it. Elyria Schools pays a portion of it. That's why they have to be Elyria City Schools students that are attending. And parents are only responsible for the $10 to attend camp. In the past 2 years, it was completely free to parents, but we haven't received as much funding as we had in the past. So parents did pay the $10 this year. And I'm telling you what, I actually looked yesterday. Out of the 220 students that we have attending this year, 68 of the kids are returning campers. So that's really exciting to see. The other thing is that we did have some students who wanted to come back, but they were planning a vacation, a family vacation, and since we're only doing it 1 week this year, they couldn't come because they had already had that time. So they're hoping next year that they can come.
Well,
we're hoping that we get funding again so we can do it again next year.
Or they can start working on a time machine so they can travel back and forth in time and be able to
love that
come
idea.
Back to this class. I don't know. What's the balance between the boys and girls? Because, you know, we always try to talk about, you mentioned some of the ones and you kind of had the boys that you were thinking of. Any girls or anything? Because this is
absolutely.
This is an area where they try to, you know, instill it into young girls too, right?
Oh, absolutely. So out of our 220 campers, the way that I do it is I have actually 10 groups of 22 students each. So when I'm going through and making our groups in the beginning, we actually, you know, because it is a first come, first serve. So it's really on who, you know, signs up, which parents sign up first. But in every single group, when I figured it out ratio-wise, we have 10 girls and 12 boys in every single group. So that's pretty balanced, I would say, overall, you know, for the camp. So I thought that was really good. The girls, oh, of course, they've got great ideas, too. Not to worry.
Right.
We've got other modules this year, too, that's really focused on how we use science in real life. One of our modules is Robo Pet Vet. So the very first day of camp, every group gets a robotic dog, and they take the dog apart just to see what's inside of the robot and how it works. And then the rest of the week, they are working on, they get a dog. They get to adopt their own dog, and their dog is sick. And so they have to do tests to figure out what's wrong with their dog. So the first day, they actually have to test the dog's urine using pH strips. And so they figure out the pH level of the dog to determine whether the dog is dehydrated, if it has a bladder infection, or if it has diabetes.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're talking today with Camp Director Kathy Kep with the Elyria City Schools. How does this differ, this week differ from what you do at other parts of the year for you?
Well, for me, this goes right up my alley because I'm the teaching and learning coordinator of the district, and my focus is really math and science. So this ties in with what I do. But what I love about this is that it's fun. You know, as they're coming in, we are keeping them busy the whole time doing experiments. We're not having to worry about, you know, teaching specific standards and specific units. This is all about jumping in and having fun and letting kids be creative and letting them try new things, you know, giving them the materials to just really be as creative as they can, to think outside of the box and to not, you know, they have an inventor's log, but they're not writing papers. They're not, you know, reading out of a textbook. They're not doing any of that this week. They're just having fun.
And I suppose they take it home with them and they come back the next day. A good night's sleep for an inventor can change a lot of their attitude and also their ideas, I suppose.
You know what I heard one of the students saying, one of our campers, she actually said, she goes, you know, when you've got a good idea, you really need to stick to that idea. You know, and so that was one of the things that, you know, she's like, you can't let that idea go. You just have to keep trying until you can get it to work. And I thought that's really talking about perseverance and grit. Those are the skills that we want to really develop in kids today and in adults, you know, because whenever we have a problem, we have to try and find a solution, right?
Right.
So I love that they were talking about that.
Now,
I thought that was really cool.
You mentioned sort of like the superhero inventors. You probably tell them that, hey, these inventors failed more than they've succeeded in a sense, but it takes those failures to work on and to find the thing that actually works.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So today's the final day, and they're coming in. As we talked about, they're excited that it's the – do they have some – is this the time they show their stuff, or what happens on this final day of the camp?
Yes. So today, one of their modules is Mod My Mini Mansion. So the students all created their own mansion, and they are houses of the future. And so today during their camp, they are going to give a tour of the home that they created and talk about all of the technology that they created for their home. And then what they're going to do as a group, they are going to be making housewarming presents for each other. So they're presenting what they created, and then they're going to be making presents for each other out of our recyclable materials so that it can have even an extra something special for their home.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I like that. And how does it differ from somebody, because you mentioned this is like, you know, almost like kindergarten through what, sixth grade or so?
I mean, it is.
You got an age range of people, so their abilities and ideas, how do you mesh that all together?
Well, what I've done is we have really run our camp like it's two separate camps. So when I have my 10 groups, I've done one group that's a 1 through 5, and those are like our younger group kids, and then our 6 through 10 are older kids. So when they go to the teachers, I actually have 10 teachers teaching the modules, but I've divided them up basically into two camps so that the older kids are all together and they're working with one set of teachers, and then the younger kids are together working with a different set of teachers. So the teachers that I have working camp this week, I have teachers who are preschool. They're all Elyria certified teachers. They all work for the city of Elyria. I have people who are preschool teachers all the way through one of our high school biology and anatomy teachers. She's teaching the robo pet vet.
Now, does the National Inventors, the people that kind of sponsor this on a bigger level, do they get feedback from you guys, or is there people?
Absolutely. So we actually fill out surveys to them when we're done. All of the parents fill out surveys for them as well. And every year, camp is different. So what we're doing this year, we won't do this again. So what Camp Invention does is every year they test their curriculum. So this year they're testing next year's curriculum at different locations. Those are called Vanguard camps. So that next year when we get the curriculum, they've already tested it, and we know that it is spot on, and it is perfect, and it is fun and engaging. So that's really exciting. Well, so every year it's different.
Sounds great. And of course, I guess this is sort of a precursor to next year when those kids, hey parents, when your kids bring home that flyer, what in April did you say you've kind of hand those out or bring them
yep.
in?
Yep.
Make sure you pay attention to it and get them involved in this, because this week obviously was a very special week for a lot of kids in Lorain County. Kathy, we appreciate your time this morning and all the enthusiasm for these future inventors that you've spawned there at the school.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.